This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday criticized a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was extraordinarily widespread in rural areas of the country and cities. Trump, in a Twitter comment, claimed, "Much of our country is doing very well. Open the schools." His assessment came a day after Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, told CNN, this is a quote, "We are in a new phase. What we are seeing today is different from March and April. To everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus." That's the end of the quote. Birx said what she witnessed as she traveled to 14 states in the last 3 weeks gave her concern. She said she saw many Americans on the move, despite the threat of spreading the virus. The U.S. has recorded nearly 155,000 coronavirus deaths and more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. Both figures are the highest national totals in the world. President Trump signed an order Monday requiring federal agencies to prove they're not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The White House said the executive order would help prevent federal agencies from, quote, unfairly replacing American workers with low-cost foreign labor. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. Trump said his move was partly prompted by the announcement of the Tennessee Valley Authority that it intended to outsource 20% of its technology jobs to companies based in foreign countries, using the H-1B visa. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.